Capitol Hill and bluntly dismissed President Trump's claims that the Russia probe was a hoax. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Mueller says he's seen a lot of threats to democracy over his career.
The Russian government's effort to interfere in our election is among the most serious.
And it wasn't just 2016.
No, it wasn't a single attempt. They're doing it as we sit here.
He says President Trump's allegations that reports of Russian election meddling are a hoax are just wrong.
The indictments we returned against the Russians, two different ones, were substantial.
And all Americans need to pay attention to Russia's efforts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Boris Johnson has taken over as prime minister in Britain, succeeding Theresa May. His major goal is to achieve the Brexit deal that May could not. But he says even without a deal, Britain will exit the EU on October 31st. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The European Parliament is warning Boris Johnson not to count on any renegotiation of the Brexit deal that his predecessor, Theresa May, negotiated with the EU. The bloc's Brexit steering group says the statements made by Johnson during his campaign to lead the Conservative Party have greatly increased the risk of a disorderly exit of Britain from the bloc. It adds that a no-deal exit would be economically very damaging, even if such damage would not be inflicted equally on both parties. Johnson has said that he would take Britain out of the EU on the Brexit departure date of October 31, come what may. Charles de Ledesma, London.
In Afghanistan, the Taliban have claimed responsibility for a bombing in which a suicide bomber rammed his vehicle into a NATO military convoy and killed one Croatian soldier. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission say Facebook has agreed to pay the largest civil penalty ever on the issue of data privacy, $5 billion. The agreement also provides that the social media